Florida's marine habitat is in peril. Algae blooms are spilling into estuaries, red tide is killing fish in Tampa Bay, and coral is dying in the Florida Keys. But it's not all bad news. Steve Newborn of member station WUSF takes us to Central Florida, where you'll find one of the healthiest and largest seagrass meadows in the Gulf of Mexico.
Chris Anastasio, a water quality scientist, guns the motor on a small boat and putters into waters the color of a new spring leaf. Just a couple of miles from our boat slip, dozens of motorboats and fishing crafts ply these waters. An historic lighthouse stands guard in the distance.
So we are on the west side of Anclote Key, and this is an area that is consistently mapped as seagrass, and the clarity today is really good.
Anastasio, who works for the Southwest Florida Water Management District, stops the boat, surveys the gulf bottom 4 feet down, and tells an environmental scientist working with him to drop anchor.
All right, get ready, Will.
A drone loaded with a camera is lowered into the water.
All right, I'm going to stop recording and disengage thrusters.
Six propellers thrust the drone over the sandy bottom just above the grass. The information is transmitted to a virtual reality headset. What the drone sees is good. The water's clear. 80% of the sandy bottom is covered with seagrass. But Anastasio wants a first-hand look, so on go the flippers and snorkel.
Oh yeah, we got lots of grass down there. See a lot of drift algae out here. And the nice thing is it's edible. Makes a great salad. And it's salty. Would you like some?
He reaches up out of the water and hands me a sample. It is rather salty and a little nutty. Anastasio says seagrass is considered the bedrock of the entire marine food chain. He says about 70% of both commercial and recreational fish in this area spawn in these seagrasses.
There's about 586,000 acres of seagrass in that part of Florida, which is second only to Florida Bay. It's one of the largest seagrass areas in the world. What's really unique about that area, it's a mix of seagrass, attached algae, corals, sponges.
But there's been a different picture in other parts of Florida's waters. Last year, rain pushed an excess of nutrients, mostly from lawn fertilizers, into the Indian River Lagoon on the Atlantic. Algae blooms formed and blocked the crucial sunlight seagrass needs to grow. The seagrass died, so did more than 1,100 manatees that depend on it. But on the western side of the peninsula, the seagrass is thriving. Here in the Springs Coast region, the spring-fed rivers nourish this brackish ecosystem.
We've actually seen some increase in expansion of our seagrass meadows, which is great news.
In eastern Florida, there have been concerted efforts to restore the meadows. An aquatic restoration firm called Sea and Shoreline has diligently planted dozens of acres so far by hand, and others are planning to replicate its success. But it takes a lot of time and a lot of money. Anastasio says part of the Water District's message is educating the public about the dangers of too much fertilizer from lawns and septic tanks running into these waters and fueling algae blooms.
So it's really important that the public understands what we have and what we could lose.
For Here and Now, I am Steve Newborn.